I'm a female employee of a small shop in a decent-sized mall near where I live. Our store is so small that we only have one employee working at once generally. We're an actual store, though, not one of those stands that are in the middle of the walkways. We sell mostly accessories and some shoes as well. So one day, I was working and by myself like any other. It was sometime in the afternoon, and the mall was pretty busy like usual. However, even when the mall was busy, we usually don't get too many customers. I was the only person in the store, and we hadn't had anybody come in a while. At one point, a man walked inside the store. He casually made his way closer to where I was, at the very back center, behind the counter. Now, to describe the man, I would say that he was fairly short and thin. He wore a gray shirt and black pants, but they didn't seem to fit him well. He had a pretty bad haircut, to be honest, that was also rather messy. And as he got close to me, I could smell smoke and cigarettes. The man basically tried to pick me up. His method was pretty creepy, though. He told me how he had been watching me today, and he thought that I was beautiful. I couldn't get past the part where he said he'd been watching me. I don't remember the rest of what he said, but it wasn't much better. I was friendly to the guy until he suggested I leave right then and there and go with him. When I said no, he asked about when I got done, and I declined his offer in the nicest way I could. The man left after that, walking out of the store and going to the right. I thought that was that, only to see the guy reappear about 20 minutes later. He walked by and slowed down significantly to look inside right at me. I ignored this. The guy didn't wave or anything and just walked past. He came back less than an hour after that and pretty much did the same thing, but was farther away. I guess he really had been watching me. It was making me sort of uncomfortable, but as long as he didn't come in the store again, it shouldn't be too much of a problem. There were only a few more customers in the rest of my shift for that day. I tried to ignore what was going on outside, like if the man was walking by or watching me. Things went pretty smoothly for the most part. I ended up getting off of work several hours later. I left the store and started walking down the hallway to the parking garage where I always parked at. It was in the west side of the mall, and it took me maybe 10 minutes to walk there. By this time, the mall was still pretty busy, and there were people all over the place. As I was walking, I made it no more than 100 feet before glancing behind me and seeing the same man again. It was a terrible feeling, knowing that he was still there, and he most likely saw me. I kept walking towards the exits, checking back every so often, and each time that I did, not only was the man still following me, but he was slightly closer than before. There were still a number of people between us, but this guy was going to catch up with me eventually. What he planned on doing when he did, I had no idea. I decided to turn at a spot I didn't normally to try and throw the man off. He kept following me there. The thought occurred to me that I could find a mall security guard and tell them about the situation. The only problem was that it was hard to predict where in the mall the security guards would be. We had a decent number of them, but as busy as our mall got, many of them might not be available at once. I walked around trying to find somebody, with the man still trailing me a ways back. This went on for several minutes with no luck. I went down probably 3 or 4 different walkways and saw hundreds of people, but none of them were a security guard. I decided then to just leave. There were so many people that I had to be able to lose the man if I tried hard enough. I began walking faster and more erratic. I got some strange looks from people as I did, but I didn't even care. I went in one of the bigger stores that had a lot of customers in it and saw the man enter not long after me. I went up and down a few aisles of the store and then quickly walked out. Once I was out, I turned a corner extremely fast and then didn't notice the man after me. I had finally lost him. Still, I walked a ways further just to be safe. When I was sure that I had lost him, I finally started going out to my car. I made my way through the rest of the mall, which took a while because I was on the complete other side now. I was very careful and checked for the man over and over. I didn't see him at all, though. At last, I had made it out into the parking garage. As I was walking to my car, suddenly, I saw the guy again. He was a pretty far ways away and wasn't looking at me. I quickly walked into the opposite direction, which is where my car was. I walked as fast as I could and finally made it to my vehicle. I wasted no time and got in, started the engine, and drove off. Luckily, I wasn't followed by the guy. I was able to make it home safely. I had the next few days off, and when I worked again, I didn't notice him at all. I haven't seen him since, and I'm hoping that I don't. When I saw the man in the parking garage, I actually think that it was a coincidence. He didn't seem to notice me, and he wasn't by my car either. Still, I will never forget the creepy feeling when I saw him there. Several months ago, I sat at a mall food court by myself. I was taking a break from shopping to have something to eat. The mall was very busy, and so was the food court, but I had a lot of shopping to do. I was looking at my phone as I was eating, and out of nowhere, I received a text message. It was not from anyone in my contacts, and the message said, "Hey." I figured that it was a wrong number, and I ignored it. But they texted me again, probably about a minute later. This time, they said, "I see you." I stopped what I was doing and looked up, checking around the crowded food court. Nobody appeared to be looking at me, though. I was sure that this was still a wrong number. I decided to text the number back, though. I said, "Who is this? I think you might have the wrong number." Very quickly, I got a response saying, "No, I have the right number. I can see you eating right now." This response sent a chill down my spine. This particular mall was not that close to my house, probably almost an hour away. I didn't know of anybody who knew that I was here and would prank me, like a friend or something. Plus, this was a new number that I didn't know. I once again looked all around the immediate area. There had to be hundreds of people, and it could have been anyone. It was basically useless to try and guess who it could be. I texted the number back, asking once again who this was. I didn't get a response after this. Now I wasn't really sure what to do. Was this just some harmless prank, or a creep stalking me? I didn't text them back, and just kept eating and minding my own business. But I looked up and scanned the area every so often, trying to find somebody looking at me. It would be like finding a needle in a haystack, though. A few minutes later, the number tried calling me. My phone was ringing, but I had no interest in talking to them. I declined the call. After that, I decided to leave the area. I walked away to keep shopping. I had quite a bit more to do. For the next several hours, I walked all through the large mall into many different stores. I bought a lot of things, and by the time I was done shopping, I forgot all about the random person texting me. I hadn't received any texts since I was in the mall food court. I hadn't been called either. Finally, when I was done shopping, I went to leave the mall. I was within feet of the exit doors when I felt my phone vibrate. I didn't think anything of it and assumed that it was just one of my friends texting me like usual. I took out my phone to check as I approached the doors. The text was from the same unknown person and it said, "Leaving so soon?" I couldn't believe it. I stopped and looked behind me. There was still a decent amount of people in the mall walking around that I could see. Again, nobody was directly looking at me or anything like that. I still had no clue who it was. I decided there to just leave, and I walked quickly out of the mall. I checked back to the doors to see if anybody followed me outside, though. A few people did leave behind me, but there was no way of really knowing. Nobody seemed to follow me to the area of the parking lot where my car was, and I got inside my car quickly and left. I drove back home, which took about an hour. I was 100% sure that I was done with whoever this person was. Still, I had so many questions. How did they get my number? Why were they watching me? And most importantly, who was doing it? I wondered these things the entire drive back, but I still figured that it was all behind me. After getting home, I went inside and put the things away that I had bought. It was at this time when I received another text. This was pretty strange for whoever this was to still be texting me. They said, "Nice house." I thought they had to be joking. Just to be safe, though, I walked over to the front window and looked outside. It was nighttime now, and I carefully peeled back the blinds a little. I saw a car slowly driving down the street past my house. The speed that it was traveling was much slower than cars normally would. Plus, my street is usually fairly quiet. There was no doubt in my mind this was the person who had been texting me. Obviously, I couldn't see inside their car. But I could see that the vehicle appeared to be a smaller sized SUV. It drove off, out of sight, and down the street. I texted back, asking again who was doing this. They didn't respond that time either, which was no surprise. After this, I finally blocked the number. I watched out my window several more times that night, but I never saw the car returning. Since then, nothing like that has happened. I still wonder about it, though, and I haven't gotten any answers. Was it some random person stalking me? The fact that they possibly followed me for an hour back to my house just to drive by is really creepy. I don't go shopping at malls or things like that very often, but when I do, I tend to buy a lot of things. Clothes, electronics, whatever. There's a decent-sized mall that's maybe 10 minutes away from where I live, and I go there occasionally. The mall has quite a few popular stores, and just about anything you could want to buy. I went there one weekend, and only had a couple of things that I wanted to get for sure. I was open to buying other things, though. As the day went on, I ended up finding quite a few things. I basically shopped all day, and by the time I was done, my arms were full with bags. I stayed at the mall until some of the stores were closing, and then I decided to finally call it a day. I walked back to my car, which I had parked at the top level of the parking garage attached to the mall. When I got inside of the parking garage, things were significantly less busy. There were far less cars, and when I got to the top level where I had parked, I didn't see any other cars at all. In fact, it appeared that my car was the only one parked there. I walked over to it, but when I got within maybe 75 feet, I heard a noise. The car was sort of around a corner, and the noises were coming from out of my view. I kept walking, and when I was maybe 50 feet away, whoever had been making those noises came into view. I saw about 4 or 5 people come around the corner. They walked sort of in front of my car, blocking it. One of the men started walking towards me at that point, and I had a terrible feeling. I knew there were no other cars parked up here, so the men were probably up to no good. Plus, most of them wore dark clothing and sweatshirts with the hoods up. Some of them, I could barely see their face. It was like they were trying to conceal their identities. One of the men held something in his hand, and I couldn't quite tell what it was. With all of my bags in my hands, I turned around and immediately started sprinting for the mall. I ran as fast as I possibly could. One of the men shouted something at me, but I'm not sure what it was because there was a bad echo in there. I don't think they chased me, but I didn't look back to check. I was able to make it back inside the mall, and when I did, I kept walking quickly inside of it. I looked back several times, but I didn't see any of the men. I don't think they followed me into the mall. When I made it back towards the center of the mall, I finally felt safe. There were a few people here and there, although most of the stores inside were closed. I waited there until there was basically nobody else left. Then, I decided that I would try to go to my car once more. I made it there, and luckily this time, the men were gone. I still left as quickly as possible. Looking back at that day, I'm sure that they were going to try to rob me for all that I had bought. Probably my money, too. I reported the incident on the mall website, but haven't heard back. This happened back when I was a kid. I was 7 years old at the time, and the year was 2005. It was summertime, and my family and I went on a small vacation to visit my cousins, aunt, and uncle, who lived a few states away. I remember that my cousin Matt and I would hang out whenever we were in each other's city, because we were around the same age. We also had many of the same interests, so I was excited to hang out with him. When we got there, we went to this huge mall that was right by Matt's house. The mall was so big that there was an amusement park in the middle of it. That's where my family and my cousin's family went, and we got the wristbands so that you could ride all of the rides that they had. We all went around the amusement park and went on several rides. Our parents were hanging out around us, and our sisters were a bit younger. I remember that at one point, Matt and I went off a little ways away from our parents to go on this one ride. The mall was really busy, and I somehow lost track of Matt. I don't remember exactly how. If I got distracted by something, or if it was just too busy. All I know is that I was trying to find him, and I couldn't seem to. I walked around, thinking that I would, and the next thing I knew, I was lost. At some point, when I was wandering around lost, this random guy started following me. I'm not sure exactly when I noticed it, but when I did, I continued to walk around, trying to find anybody that I knew, like my parents or my sister. I think I ended up just moving farther away by accident, though. The guy behind me was wearing a black shirt and had glasses and sort of a beard. I don't really remember much else about him, though. Everywhere I went, he seemed a little ways behind me. After probably 10 minutes of wandering around the amusement park, I couldn't take it anymore. I decided to just leave that area and try to get away from the man. I walked out into the large hallways of the shopping mall. I had no idea which way to go when I was there. People were all over the place, everywhere I looked. I walked over to this one area where there were escalators. I went up to the next level, and the man was still behind me. Once I was up there, I just kind of wandered around. I think I went into a store or two, and then back out, but I wasn't able to lose the guy. After walking around on the second level for a while, I didn't think it was working, so I decided to go back down. I went back over to the escalators, and luckily I was able to find them again. When I made it there, I went back down and then into the amusement park again. I looked back and saw the guy still behind me. It's pretty crazy how he followed me for so long. I was so desperate that I decided to go on a random ride. It was like the first one I saw, and I knew the man wouldn't go on it because it was only for kids. I used my wristband to get on, and soon, the ride took off. As the ride was going, I was wondering how I was going to find my parents again or get away from this guy. When the ride ended, I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw my parents walking over. I met them after getting off, and they asked me why I had gone on the ride. I told them how a guy was following me and I was trying to get away. When they asked me who, I looked around to point him out, but he was gone. I never saw him for the rest of the day, or again after that. I'm really glad that my parents showed up when they did. I don't know what that man was planning to do. I'm a 20-year-old female who works at a bigger clothing store in a large-sized mall. I've been working there for almost 2 years now, and I enjoy the job. I'm working there during my time in college, and I'm going into my junior year. This is something that took place last year, and nothing like it has happened ever since. It all started on a Friday. I worked that day, and I took the bus to and from work at the time. My apartment is not that far, but not close enough to walk. I have a car now, but didn't when the story takes place. So, on this Friday, I was working, and maybe 3 hours into my shift. I did a bit of everything, from cashier to organizing areas of the store to dealing with returns. At this time, I was working near one of the displays, reorganizing things that had gotten out of order. The store was average as far as busyness goes. There were people all over, but it wasn't overwhelming. I spent maybe 10 minutes in this one spot, and happened to catch this one guy staring at me when I was there. It wasn't a big deal, but it happened again less than a minute later. Maybe he thought he recognized me. I certainly didn't recognize him. I kept working, and only a few minutes later, there was a tap on my shoulder from behind. It startled me. I didn't know anybody was behind me. I looked and saw the same guy. He said hi to me, and I said hi. I asked if he needed help finding anything, and the guy just said no, and kept staring at me. I wasn't really sure how to respond. I just said, "Okay, let me know if you need anything." The guy just said, "Okay," and remained there, like 2 feet away from me. He was short, had really short blonde hair, and was sort of heavy set. He was also older than me by probably 20 years at least. I kept working with the guy standing right next to me. I could feel him just staring at me as I did. There was something off about him for sure. I finished work in that area, and then I decided to move to a different spot of the store after that, for obvious reasons. I didn't see the man over there, and a while later, it was time for my break. We had a break room, but on this day in particular, I decided to go into the mall to get some food. I had forgotten to pack anything for myself to eat, and we had a lot of food options in our mall. I left the store and walked towards the food court. It took probably between 5 and 10 minutes to get there, because the mall is pretty big. As I was arriving in the food court, I spotted the same man from earlier. He was walking a ways away and looking at me once again. I was really hoping this was just a coincidence. I got in one of the lines to order and noticed the man get in the same line a few people behind me. I ignored it. After I got the food and sat down, the man went to a table a little ways away from mine. However, I caught him staring at me several more times. Also, he didn't have any food, so I guess he didn't order anything. Now, I felt pretty confident that he was following me. I was pretty creeped out by now. I took the food and decided to finish eating in our break room. When I was walking back to our store, I noticed the man walking behind me. I wasn't surprised by this, and I went into the store and headed straight for the break room. Luckily, once I was inside the break room, the guy would not be able to go in. I was able to eat in peace, and when I returned to work, thought I would find the guy inside somewhere. But I didn't. For the rest of my shift, I didn't notice the man inside the store at all. After work, I left and rode the bus home, all without seeing him. It seemed as though he had finally decided to leave me alone. I had to work again the very next day, on Saturday. I remember as I was getting ready for work, thinking how nice it would be to not have that creep staring at me all day today. I left my place, rode the bus to work, and then got to the store. It's funny, because only like 10 minutes after I started work, I saw the man again. I couldn't believe it at first, but sure enough, he was there. I was working at the registers, ringing people up. The guy was standing on the other side of the store. I didn't catch him staring at me initially, but that didn't take long. About 20 minutes later, he was still there, and I happened to glance up and notice him staring. He was in like the same spot as he had been before. Our store was much busier today with it being a Saturday. It was pretty easy for the man to go unnoticed, but I certainly had noticed him. I tried to just focus on each customer that I was ringing up. I was glad to be working at the checkouts because it didn't really give the man a chance to talk to me unless he was going to buy something. I didn't even bother looking over to see if the man was still there for a while. Hopefully, he would just give up and leave. Unfortunately for me, I was moved to work in a different section of the store a few hours later. We were very busy and I had more organizing to do. Probably 15 minutes into this, the man approached me. I hadn't known that he was even still in the store. He walked up to me just like he had before, and he said hi. I said hi back to him, and I wanted to ask him why he was following me all around, but I decided not to. I tried to keep it professional, and I just asked him what I could help him with. He told me he liked the dress that I was wearing, and after the man said that, he just kind of walked away. I just said thanks, and I was surprised to see him leave, and even though it was still really awkward, it was more normal than the previous day's confrontation. Still, I found him staring at me from a distance a short time later. When it was time for my break, only a short time after this, I stayed in the break room the whole time. When I left, I once again did not notice the man for the rest of my shift. I was happy about this, but I knew that didn't mean he wouldn't show up next time that I worked. The good news for me was that I did not work the next day. In fact, I didn't work for almost a week, so maybe the guy would show up, see I wasn't working, and then finally give up. Anyways, I left work, walked through the mall, and did some small shopping of my own. After that, I left the mall to catch a bus home. Once I got on, I sat down like always. I put on my headphones and went on my phone. But shortly after we started moving, I noticed that the man was on the bus with me. Now this was very concerning. I had never seen this guy on the bus with me before, and I knew that for a fact. It appeared that he was now following me home. I wanted to disappear, and I really didn't know what to do. But when we came to my stop a few minutes later, I got up and left, hoping that the man would not do the same. But he did. I had a few blocks to walk to get to my apartment, and I tried to go as quickly as I could. I had some distance on the guy, and he didn't seem like he was trying to walk extra fast or anything like that. Then, to my surprise, the guy turned a corner and away from me. Was he not following me? I felt incredibly relieved to see this. I still walked quickly to my place and got inside. After getting inside, I didn't even get a chance to do anything before seeing the man walking out in front of my place. He was on the sidewalk, and it looked like he was just walking past. But then he turned and headed up towards my building. I saw him standing outside of the entrance. I was hoping that nobody would let him in. My apartment building only had 8 units, and mine was on the second level. Then the guy looked up at my window. I quickly ducked down, but I was sure that he saw me. I remained ducking down, just hoping that the man would walk away. Several minutes went by. I then decided to check out the window again to see if the man was finally gone. And when I looked, he was. But just as I was starting to feel better, I heard my doorknob turn. Somebody must have let the man into my building, and now he was right outside my door. Instantly, I was extremely worried again. The guy had just tried to walk in. The door was locked, and the guy then knocked on the door. I yelled at him to leave, or I was calling the police. I figured that he clearly knew I was inside here. Things then got quiet. I didn't hear him walking away, though, so I didn't really think that he had left. I quietly walked over to my door and looked through the peephole. Man was still there, right on the other side. I quietly walked away from him and took out my phone. Then I called the police. As I waited for them to arrive, I went to my bedroom where I felt it was safer. I didn't bother to even try and listen to see if the man would try to break into my unit or if he would leave. When the police got there, the man was still right outside of my door. They talked to him, and he ended up leaving finally. After that, I never saw the man again.